I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now on and Now and Then. Yes, here we are. In today's program, we're going to be celebrating the music of Eric Burdon. The English singer-songwriter has just released a new album in 2013. Eric Burdon.
Baby, baby.
the powerful voice of Eric Burdon singing with the Animals. That was from 1964. Eric Burdon was 23 years old at the time. He's British. He was born in Newcastle in England on May 11th in 1941. And he really became famous as the lead singer of the band The Animals. Yeah, The Animals. Lately on channel, on the PBS station, they've been showing some broadcasts from some of the rock and roll bands that appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show. And I recently saw the recording of The Animals when they performed on Ed Sullivan. And it's really fascinating to see Eric Burdon down front because he stands straightforward. He plants his feet on the ground. He puts his arms at his side. He doesn't close his eyes. He looks straight forward and he burns when he sings. It's amazing. He's a powerful, powerful voice. It's interesting, the British invasion, okay, back in the 60s. You've got the Beatles and the Rolling Stones, but there's also a couple of bands, the Dave Clark Five, the Kinks, and the Animals were part of what's called the British Invasion. And one of the things that all of these British musicians had in common was their love of American R&B and blues. And of course, Eric Burdon was strongly influenced by the American blues singers. On that very first album, they record a couple of John Lee Hooker songs. There's a song by John Lee Hooker called Boom Boom. We're going to listen to a copy of that song because it's mind-blowing when you hear the song Boom Boom that was recorded by John Lee Hooker sometime in late 1961 in Chicago and was released in 1962. Boom Boom. It was the very first song, for instance, when we're talking about the British invasion, it was the very first song that Eric Clapton ever recorded in a studio. This song by John Lee Hooker, Boom 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 Boom. So Eric Clapton recorded that as a demo with the Yardbirds in 1963. And the following year, when the Animals released their very first self-titled album, the song Boom Boom was also on their album as well. It's interesting, John Lee Hooker is an American blues man, and he talks about that how he wrote the song that he was playing at a bar in Detroit, and he always would come in late. Here's a quote from John Lee Hooker. I would never be on time for the gig. I was always be late coming in, and the bartender kept saying, boom, boom, you're late again, every night. Boom, boom, you're late again. I said, that's a song. I got it together, the lyrics, rehearsed it, and played it at the place, and the people went wild. So Boom Boom is one of the most influential blues songs. So we're going to listen to back-to-back recordings. We're going to hear the John Lee Hooker recording, and then we're going to hear the Animals version of Boom Boom. The song that the Animals recorded, their version, was actually included in the James Bond movie Skyfall, which came out in 2012. And then after that, we're going to hear the song that you probably, one of the best known songs that the Animals ever recorded, We Gotta Get Out of This Place. So we're going to start with John Lee Hooker, and then we'll hear the Animals.
Boom, 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 boom. Gonna shoot you right down at all your feet. Take you home with me. Put you in my house. Boom, 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 boom. I love to see you walk up and down the floor when you're talking to me, that baby talk. I like it like that. When you talk like that, you knock me dead. Then on my feet. How, 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 how. That talk and whisper in my ear. Tell me she love me. I love that talk, that baby talk. She knocks me dead right off my feet. How, 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 how. Yeah, yeah. Now, baby.
woman, you walk that walk, and you're talking that talk. You knocking me out, right off of my feet. I need you right now, I mean right now. I don't mean tomorrow, I mean right now. Come on, come on, come on, shake it up, baby.
Come on and shake it, baby.
Shake it up, baby.
Shake it, baby.
Come on now, baby.
Shake it, baby.
Come on now, baby.
Shake it, baby.
Come on and shake,
shake it, baby.
All right, all right.
Oh,
come on, shake,
shake, shake,
shake it,
shake it
up, baby.
Shake it, baby.
Wow, shake.
Heart of the city, where the sun refuses to shine. People tell me it ain't no use in trying. My little girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you're gonna die before your time.
My daddy in bed is dying. See his hair turning gray. He's been working and saving his life away. I know. He's been working, yeah. Every day, saving his life away. He's been working, baby. He's been a
so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due. Yes, you will.
See my daddy in bed at time. See his hair been turning gray. He's been working and slaving his life away. Yes, I know.
Singing with the Animals. The Animals were actually formed in 1958 by a man named Alan Price, and it was called the Alan Price Combo. And that's him playing the keyboards, the organs. But when Eric Burdon joined the band in 1962, they changed the name to the Animals. And it's interesting because the lineup in the band changed quite a bit. They were together from 1962 through 1969, but they had a lot of different people coming and going in the band. Eric Burdon is still touring, and occasionally he still tours under the name Eric Burdon and the Animals, but there was like a big lawsuit about the usage of the name the Animals, and Eric Burdon lost the lawsuit, and now the original drummer John Steele owns the rights to the name the Animals. Interesting. When Eric Burdon finally left the Animals sometime in 1969, he was living in San Francisco. And at that point, after he leaves the Animal, he joins this California funk rock band called War. And they released an album in 1970, Eric Burdon Declares War. And it's incredible because it takes that blues funk sound that he started to develop with the Animals. It takes it further. They had a lot of really strong social commentary in their songs, but it's got this laid-back West Coast vibe. War was an amazing band, and with Eric Burdon at the front, we're going to be hearing Slipping Into Darkness, followed by Spill the Wine, and then Lowrider. This is Eric Burdon Declares War, 1970.
You've been slipping into darkness. I was once out strolling one very hot summer's day, when I thought I'd lay myself down to rest in a big field of tall grass. I lay there in the sun and felt it caressing my face as I fell asleep and dreamed. I dreamed I was in a Hollywood movie, and that I was the star of the movie. This really blew my mind, the fact that me, an overfed, long-haired, leaping gnome, should be the star of a Hollywood movie. But there I was. I was taken to a place, the hall of the mountain king. I stood high upon a mountaintop, naked to the world, in front of every kind of girl. There was long ones, tall ones, short ones, brown ones, black ones, round ones, big ones, crazy ones. Whispered in my ear something crazy. She said, do I take that girl? 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 I thought to myself, what could that mean? Am I going crazy? Or is this just a dream? Now wait a minute, I know I'm lying in a field of grass somewhere. So it's all in my head. And then I heard her say one more time. Hot flames of fire roaring at my back as she disappeared, but soon she returned. In her hand was a bottle of wine, in the other a glass. She poured some of the wine from the bottle into the glass, raised it to her lips, and just before she drank it, she said, take the wine, take that girl, 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 take that girl, yeah, it's all yours. Spill that wine. Let me feel. Let me speak.
Eric Burdon and War. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Eric Burdon and War. They were, that was released in 1970, and they were reunited for the first time in 37 years when Eric Burdon and War performed live in a concert at the Royal Albert Hall in London back in April of 2008. When he was with War, they recorded three albums, and they've been re-released on Rhino Records. Eric Burdon Declares War from 1970, The Black Man's Burden, which is a double album from 1970, and also Love Is All Around, Eric Burdon and War. Yeah. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then, today's program about the British musician Eric Burdon. What an incredible voice. All right. After he left War, he began a solo career, and he has, to date, released 16 albums since he left War. What an amazing performer. We have a copy of his most recent recording. It's called Till Your River Runs Dry, released in 2013. And he co-writes almost all the songs on his latest album. And the thing that always astounds me, especially with a unique voice like Eric Burdon, how fresh a person's voice can sound. This latest album, he's 72 years old, but he sounds the same. His voice has a beautiful timbre to it, and he sings the blues like nobody. Interesting man. In his lifetime, he's written two autobiographies. He published his first autobiography back in 1986. It was called I Used to Be an Animal, But I'm All Right Now. I love that title. And then it's not an autobiography so much as a memoir, which was published in 2001 called Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood. It was also translated into Greek and released in Greece, Germany, and Australia. Let's listen to one of the songs from his newest recording, Till Your River Runs Dry. This song is called The Devil and Jesus, Eric Burdon.
Devil and Jesus, the devil and Jesus, the devil and Jesus control my soul. They fight with each other, but I pay the toll. For years they've been fighting for a piece of my mind. Which one will win and leave the other behind? The
devil in
Jesus.
The devil in
Jesus.
The devil in Jesus, I have to agree. Each one in my heart has planted a seed. But I ain't no different from any of you. I look at myself and I see them there too. The devil in
Jesus.
The devil in you feel. The monster inside soon will be revealed. It's not true. Either the devil or Jesus will tell you what to do. The devil or Jesus that you keep confined, there's always a danger of losing your mind. The devil in
Jesus.
The devil in Jesus. The heart that beats for you. Wait, even though your heart is filled with sorrow, don't give up the faith. Once again, we can be together. Don't forget the time we shared. So be there to represent my name when friends hold their glasses to the flame. Hold of your eyes, and I will pledge with mine.
His 2013 album, Till Your River Runs Dry. You know, Rolling Stone has included Eric Burdon on their list of the 100 greatest singers of all time. And it's interesting, you might have caught him recently on TV. You know, Jimmy Fallon just took over The Tonight Show. But back in January 28th, 2013, it was still late night with Jimmy Fallon, and Eric Burdon made an appearance on the show, backed by the Roots Band there on the TV station, to promote Till Your River Runs Dry. You know, I mentioned how influenced he was by the American blues and R&B performers. Well, he had a special relationship with Bo Diddley. And when Bo Diddley passed away, Eric Burdon actually performed at the memorial service for Bo Diddley in Gainesville, Florida, in June of 2008. And on this most recent recording, this Till Your River Runs Dry, he's written a song for Bo Diddley called The Bo Diddley Special. And he also records one of Bo Diddley's songs on his most recent recording. So, you know, Bo Diddley, so influential in rock and roll. In 1955, Bo Diddley released a self-titled song called Bo Diddley. He was born in 1928 in Mississippi, an American blues man. And the Bo Diddley song started a beat that all of rock and roll became based on. It's called the Bo Diddley Beat. And it's basically a clave rhythm, and it turns out it's one of the most common bell patterns in sub-Saharan Africa. So I thought it'd be really cool to listen to this 1955, the Bo Diddley song with the Bo Diddley beat. And it was incorporated right away in 1957 by Buddy Holly, Not Fade Away. And then, of course, the Rolling Stones and the Animals and everybody jumped on board. So we're going to be listening to Bo Diddley, followed by another track from Eric Burdon's Till Your River Run Dry, the Bo Diddley Special. Here we go.
Don't let it decide, baby, diamond ring. If that diamond ring don't gonna take it to a private eye. Till they call her Nanny Go to make a pretty baby of Sunday Go. Oh, till they call her Bellcat to make a pretty baby of Sunday Hat.
And dust to dust. If the women don't get you, Bo Diddley must. We were two ships passing in the night. We never did meet eye to eye. I was given this gift without asking. This is my way of saying goodbye. So I'm riding all night, Bo Diddley special. I'm riding on that Bo Diddley line. Guitar swung real low, checking out the long old beat wherever he go. From the streets of Mississippi all the way to Tokyo, the most African American I ever did know. So I'm riding on that Bo Diddley special. I'm riding on that Bo Diddley line.
I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then. I hope you enjoyed this program today. A little bit of blues to warm you up. Eric Burden. Thank you so much for listening. Support for Now and Then comes from the community and from the Cooperage, 1030 Main Street, Honesdale. Be entertained, be challenged, be inspired. TheCooperageProject.org. It's about 1 minute before 2 o'clock. It's currently 47 degrees here at our studios. I'm in Jeffersonville, New York, and this is 90.5 FM WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and W233AH, Monticello, New York, award-winning hydro-powered radio. We also stream directly to your iPhone or Android.